This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go, Dave Arrigan.
Oh, you're very excited to get this started today.
I am. Let's go.
Well, let's start with a little Valentine's Day, shall we? Because it is, of course, the day of love.
Am I waiting for your gift? I don't have anything so far.
Keep waiting. You've used those words before. Finance Buzz. You're familiar with Finance Buzz. I'm sure you are. An online financial information resource. The only folks I trust with my financial decisions, of course. They analyze the price of a dozen long stem roses this Valentine's Day, Chad, by checking
I'm familiar.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. You read all their stuff. They checked with not just three, but at least three florists or flower shops in each state. And they say, after crunching the numbers, the average cost around the country for 12 long stem roses, $90.50.
I paid more.
Wow. Well, then this is for you. Because first of all, that's utterly absurd. Nobody should believe that's the actual average. My goodness gracious. Second, if your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, side action, whoever it may be, shows up tonight with a dozen gorgeous roses that they spent almost $100 on, you should thank them for that beautiful, loving, and romantic gesture, and then absolutely dump them on the spot for their financial buffoonery. Anybody who spends that much cannot be trusted with money and is not worth your dating time.
Am I wrong? God, I hope Lindsay bought you some flowers. That would be just tremendous.
I got her a nice, lovely dozen roses last night, and it was a lot less than $90.50.
Did you go steal them from somebody else's house?
Yes,
is that what
I did.
You did?
No, I just mugged somebody outside the flower shop.
What's happened to WCCO encouraging assaulting people? Do we have a theory outside of just normal inflation why roses are so expensive this year?
Rose flu.
Are we blaming Joe for this one? Is this Biden one? Or is this Donald? Are we blaming Donald for this one? Because, yes, when I did order those recently, I did go to the Elizabeth Garden. What? Now, I went with the accent flowers, too. I mean, are they accent flowers? How much more are those? But, man, good to be in the roses business right now.
I mean, this is your day. I guess you got to make hay, right?
What percentage of couples actually think Valentine's Day is worth doing?
I think it's still over 50%. I'm going to go with 62%.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right. I think there are plenty, though, just who not quite to your level with a gift, but it'd be like, just knock it off. I love you. You love me. Let's just keep going.
I don't think the insult was needed, but it's fine. The downtown skyways today, a buzz oh. this morning, and I'm sure they
what's
will
What's going on?
All weekend. Well, you know what's going on. It's the state high school dance competition, man. Oh, it is right. going on yes. and it is going yeah, down at Target
Should
Center.
Should we try to call and get an update on what's going on with the South St. Paul crew?
I mean, they were very busy. They have a lot going on today. Adam yep. Carter, you know, oh,
I'll text
can't work
right
today.
Now.
Yeah, do that. Anyway, the committee, they saw all the action today, and at least you know the action of everybody walking on the skyways in downtown.
You saw all the action.
Time to give credit where credit is due, Chad, to all the dance dads out there that the committee saw decked out in their bright, flashy, bedazzled gear. Hats off, a tip of the cap, if you will, to all of you because you are the most dedicated group of girl dads out there. Daughters are lucky to have you.
Am I wrong?
I love the commitment. I think it's great. My guy, the owner of the greatest pub on planet Earth, Dermot Cowley, O'Donovan's, right next to Target Center. O'Donovan's this weekend has become a haven for dance schools and dance families, and I've been there. I agree 1,000%. The commitment from dads and moms and sisters and family members. You think folks are wearing the Helga Horns and the Dave Osborne jersey. They are all in, whether it's bedazzled, whether it's pictures, whether it's signs. The commitment is there, and I say bravo.
Yes, the committee was very impressed by some folks decked out in bright purple suits today with sequined bedazzled hats to go along with it. A Maple Grove dad with a nice velvet top and bottom thing going on. MGDT dads on the back I saw. Very, very good.
Live it. What is the scenario where Dave Harrigan, the father of two beautiful girls, where you're going to be all dads? Dancing, so we've discussed dancing you're in. How about synchronized swimming? If the girls do that.
Am I going to, show up in a Speedo and a
Speedo
swim cap?
Swim cap and then the nose thing, too. Whew. Nose plugs?
Sure. Yeah, nose plugs. I could definitely do that.
Is he wrong? I feel like you didn't give a verdict. Is he wrong to lionize these people dressed up?
No, I love it. I'm in. Are you here to belittle, to besmirch the dance parents? Is that your opening salvo in your pursuit of the Senate seat or the gubernatorial seat? I know you haven't decided yet.
Are you going to say debate club dads are number one?
No, I think any parent who's dedicating themselves to making this state a better place by having their kid involved in activity is making us all stronger. So thank you. Thank you to
for
every
that
parent.
Slimy smile behind everything you just said.
Yeah, I mean, I was considering a very different approach, but Chad reminded me. That's what this show is going to become. My show is going to become just straight up saying nothing and being totally unoffensive as I ponder which race I should jump into.
Yeah, you haven't decided yet.
And which party?
Which party?
I'm open.
Yeah, of course you're open, right? And you might be in both parties. It wouldn't shock me. How about this? The guy who had to take 9 to noon off. The guy who was unavailable as the doctor of love, I just texted him, any update on results? They haven't danced yet.
Oh,
what?
My God. Why did he take the day off? What an absolute loser. Absolute.
What a fraud.
Fraud He's and loser. Out. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've just destroyed him on the text.
Did you buy the stuff? Did you buy the gear for your kids' sports? I never bought the Maple Grove soccer or the choir dad or any of that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you realize you didn't like your children?
It was pretty soon after birth.
When they asked to go to fireworks for the first time.
They started interfering with my sleep schedule. I'm like, you know what, exactly. Kids? So entitled. This generation.
The fireworks thing, you say, go in the backyard, you might hear something.
Yeah.
We're not driving.
Here, I'll light a fire. Look at the solo stove, okay?
Boom.
Exactly. Let's go back to my tapes. Let's watch what I did earlier today. Hit the button, Dave.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I text Carter, fraud and loser, exclamation point. Should have worked, 2 exclamation points. He gave me the finger back. He's into cocktails.
That wasn't very nice.
No. No.
Dance dads.
Commit.
You know, that's how they go.
Dance dads apparently have to be there really, really early.
Got to get in the mindset. Yeah.
Yes. All right, what's next for the Am I Wrong committee?
Well, funny you should ask, Chad. Let's jump right into this one because committee member Veronica showed up at the meeting
this week.
Oh,
we're naming the committee members.
Oh, Veronica.
I've thrown many out. We've talked to Barry early.
Yeah.
We've heard some Jason a couple weeks
ago. That's a sexy name, Veronica, I think.
I agree.
Fits the day, right?
Sure does.
Fits the day. Anyway, Veronica showed up at the meeting this week, and she was a little peeved, a little annoyed because she had stopped into Target earlier that day, and we've all complained about it, right? She went to the aisle to pick up some soap, just a little, you know, $5 bottle
of soap. What kind
of soap?
I mean, body wash?
She just said soap. That's not the part of the point of the story. But, you know. $5 bottle of soap, but then she had to wait.
Jason, wouldn't you feel better about the story if you knew which soap it was?
Well, when I heard $5 bottle of soap, then I'm questioning the whole story.
Could be body wash. Could have been dish soap.
Doesn't matter, I guess.
Doesn't matter. It's not the point of the story. The point is, we've all complained about it. She had to wait. She had to wait because it was behind glass, so you got to hit the button thing, and then she had to wait for somebody to show up finally, and I want this one. Can you please open up that case? Yeah. How have we hit a point in America where you've got to lock up the toothpaste, but if you're a counter service restaurant ever since COVID, it's perfectly fine to have $20, $50, $100 in a bag of food, sit it out on a shelf for anyone to take. You don't take a name. It's just sitting there. You walk it. You grab it. Everyone trusts it there. And it has occurred to me that our moral compass, we have a line, and it is clear.
Exist.
That we will steal almost anything, but you do not touch another person's food. That is officially the last frontier of that of American thievery that we will not cross.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you are. I don't buy in this life code where you go to depending upon the restaurant and it's right there, and even thieves and the worst of the criminals go, hey, your eggplant's over here. You know, I could take yours, but no, I'm not going to. I don't buy this for 1 second. Jason, where do you stand?
Agreed. That was a weak effort by the committee and a questionable story that sounded made up to me anyway.
Exactly. Seemed like he thought I was going to run so long the previous segment.
Yep.
He only had two of them planned.
That's what I think.
And he made up Veronica.
Did you fire back at me using eggplant? Really? That's the best you
strange,
got?
It was a strange choice.
I don't want your eggplant. Well, are you claiming that thieves are running roughshod over restaurants all over the place?
No, but I don't think...
Did you listen to what I said?
To steal the floss, they're going to say, when the chicken parm is there, I can't take that. Is that food item more mainstream for you guys?
I gotta be honest, I'm sort of confused at the whole premise of what the committee's original statement was saying.
The committee's statement.
So, like, we shouldn't lock up the soap.
No, the committee's statement is that we do have morals in this country, and there's a line we will not cross, and
because
that is stealing another man's
at
food.
At the restaurant, we generally, like, no one just walks in and steals the takeout.
That's
food.
Exactly right.
Huh.
I will also say
I think
this.
You're right, actually. I don't know that anyone goes to, like, you
wow.
see the takeout. I just stopped listening. I got a little bored. Yeah, the story was a little lengthy.
That was one of your quickest reversals ever.
Well, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't really listening, so I thought I'd just quickly agree with Chad and we would be done with it. And then we could move on to another item and I could fake it that I wasn't paying any attention.
Well, the right day to fake
Alyssa
it.
Will have that feeling later tonight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I've never
right,
heard any
more.
Complaints, and it's also because I'm probably not listening.
You're doing an Instagram video at that point.
Got a lot of sponsored posts to get done, Chad. Come on.
One more quick one then, Jason. I know I heard you mention straws this week or last week. And my the fervor over
Thank
straws.
Thank God they're coming back.
Oh, who cares?
Bless you, Trump.
Who cares?
Exactly.
You know what? It's time to stand up to Big Straw. We all graduated from Sippy Cup when we were like four or five years old.
Here
you don't
go.
Need to drink like a child just because you ordered a water or a soft drink at a restaurant. Grab the cup, pick it up, put it in your mouth like an adult, and be a grown adult human. Down with Big Straw.
Am I wrong?
You're 100% right. Unless there's a health factor. If there's a health factor, I get it. But everybody else, knock it off.
How about
the straw? How about unnecessary.
A milkshake? You want a face full of, you want a mustache full of milkshake or chocolate malt? How about a boba? How about a nice boba?
I have
that's straw material.
Tongue and mouth control. I can handle that malt any way you want.
Give me a break.
Any way you want. Bring it on.
What about
Big
like
straw.
A mint julep, like a cocktail with a lot of little, you know, the little pebble ice?
No, I want
julep
regular
drinks.
Well, give Jason
a
sippy
it.
Cup.
I'm not saying I want
He's
it.
He's next.
Look,
Mr.
look what
sippy
I
cup.
Have right here. Straw.
Oh, Big Straw. You're a slave
Thank
to
God.
Him.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them?
In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.